All right, so to Mishnah Beis, yeah? Okay. So Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, Hayim Mishiyari Knes HaGdoyla. So Shimon HaTzadik is one of the last of the Anshe Knes HaGdoyla. Hu Hay Oimer, and he used to say, like Mepharshim point out, it wasn't just like a one-time thing. This was like a Margula Bekume. It was he was accustomed to say this all the time. He would say, the world stands on three things: Al Torah, Al Voida, which is Karbonis or Davening, Val Gemilas Chasadim. Right? That's the famous mission. The simple pshat is that it's for these three things sustain the world. You know, the world was created for the purpose of serving Hashem in these three ways: Torah, Al Voida, and Gemilas Chasadim. Right? It's Keneged Avos. So let's see what the Kabbalah says. It's on page 9, yeah? Ha'olam Oymed. So, you should know, very often, he doesn't necessarily mention this on top, but on the bottom, I pointed out that very often, very often you'll find in the Kamaran and his Pirish on Maseches Avos that it's based on what we have from the Arizal also on Pirkei Avos. We don't have like a whole Sefer from the Arizal on Pirkei Avos, but there's a Sefer we have. Sharma Mamari Chazal, it's one of the Svarim, or Lakuti Hashas, is different versions of the name of that Sefer. So over there, there's a lot of Torah from the Arizal on Pirkei Avos, so a lot of it is based on that. So over here, so three things the world stands on. What does it mean, the world? What does it mean, the world? So the word Olam in Kabbalah is a code. There's certain words in Tanakh, and in Chazal, these are just code words, you know? The word Olam in by the Svarim Kedoshim is a code for the Midah of Malchus. Now, so the question now that the Mishnah is talking about is, what could a person do in order to be Zaycha to that Midah that's called Malchus? What does it mean, the Midah of Malchus? So the way the Kabbalah explains it is that the Midah of Malchus means not just a Yid, like what does it look like when a Yid is living in that way of Malchus? It means that he's living in a way of where it's not only that he's doing mitzvahs and not doing averis. It's not just that he's listening to the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara is on the same page. The Yetzer Hara is on the same page. Or in the writings of, what's more, maybe a little bit more famous by the Baal Tanya, this is called like a little bit of the Madrega of a Tzaddik, right? So in the Tanya, in the beginning, we know there's like three different, he classifies people in three different categories. You have Chazal say, Tzaddik, Beini, and a Rasha, right? So a Rasha means a person's listening to the Yetzirah, right? A Beini is someone that listens to the Yetzer Tov, but at least there's an alternate option, right? He just doesn't listen to the Yetzirah, but at least there's a conflict. He just chooses the right thing, that's the Beini. A Tzaddik is, every part of him is saying to do the right thing. So even the Yetzirah is, the Yetzirah doesn't go away, but the fire, the energy that the Yetzirah until now was spending in trying to convince you to do the wrong thing, he now uses that energy to prod you along and to do the right thing. And now it's with unbelievable passion and ahav and so on. So that's called a fully developed malchus. Just like with the kingdom, right? So for a functional malchus, is not just enough where all the rebellions that are constantly happening are being stopped. That's not exactly that malchus you want. You want a malchus that everything is going in the same direction. You know, that's the malchus. So how does a person zaycha to this quality of malchus where his avodas Hashem leads to the madrega, or at least a little bit, a taste of something that even one's yetzahara becomes corrected, not just that you're constantly fighting it and pushing it down, but it actually becomes fixed. So the Pashtus is over there means that in terms of the negative voice, in other words, the actual the negative tendency of the Yetzirah, he emptied out. But the actual raw energy that's left then becomes incorporated into Kedusha. Right. So through three things, a person is able to establish a fully developed Malchus Shemayim. What are they? Again, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. What does that mean? So he says like this. Again, Ha'olam Ha'imi, the world stands, Malchus Shemayim. The Olam means Malchus Shemayim. Lahamlich Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. That the Yetzer Tov should be the Melech over the Yetzer Hara. Lahagbar Tov al Hara, that it should become, the Tov should overtake the Ra. Ubezeh yesh amid l'olam. And by this, you all, not only spiritually did you develop a healthy, fully, you know, functional malchus, but even in the world around you, heim bebriyas haguf, bebanu parnasa, flowing from there is going to be an environment that's also everything flowing in the same direction, right? The difficulties in life come when there's friction, right? When the things are pulling at each other in opposite directions, and then, you know, then there's that causes, I mean, chas v'shalom, in the body that could cause sickness, you know, with family that can cause strife. Well, when things are flowing in the right direction and everyone's on the same page, mm-hmm. then everything blossoms. So when a person has it in their own avodas Hashem, then that results also in the world around you. Beguf, bebanim, beparnasa. So how's a person's life after that? So the next page, so he goes through each one. So first is Torah, Esek HaTorah. In other words, Matish Koyach HaRam Mevatlai. Besides the fact that a person learns, there's the mitzvah of learning. Besides that, there's a certain skula, there's a Koyach of learning, of Torah, that has the ability of being Mevatel, of undermining the Koyach of one's Yetzirah, again, in the negative side of it, to be Mevatlet. U'mazik HaMidah Shiyu Tovus. And automatically it has a way of correcting one's midas that it should be positive. This, by the way, this is one of the reasons why there was a hisnagdus to put Musar into the yeshivas, right? One of the official reasons for that was because Torah can do that. Torah should do that. So the ability of Torah correcting and realigning one's midas, Torah has that quality. It's just that the Gemara throws in a little condition, ubilvad sheyiyeh Torah l'shma. You have to be learning Torah for the right reasons. If you learn Lishma, you know, or whatever Madrega Lishma the person can reach, then this Torah has this kayach of sort of unifying the person. You know, unifying one's with the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, unifying one's Midas. That was the counter argument. Okay, yeah, technically learning should do it, but it has to be with Torah Lishma. So if it's missing with that, then it's going to be a problem. But that's number one. Torah itself has the kach to do that. And again, it doesn't matter what you're learning. It's just a matter of why you're learning. If you're learning for the purposes of establishing Malchus Hashem in the world, to give Hashem Nachas, to connect to Hashem, to bring brachas to Yidden, to be able to give yourself the ability to overcome your Yetzirah. So all that's all called Lishma. That's all within the category of Lishma. So you do that, then the Torah has a kach of helping. That's one. Second is Val Avoida. What does it mean, Avoida? Avoida means Kavura Gedoyla Lichbay Shiyetzray. It means, this is an interesting thing, the strength to overcome one's Yetzihara, but to work on overcoming one's Yetzihara with Mesiris Nefesh. With Mesiris Nefesh. Bibli Lavar Shum Dvar Isser, to try to avoid doing anything wrong, Hein Kal, Hein Chomer, small or big, whatever it is. The Eved Yetzirah Nishapech L'Eved Hashem Be'esh Kadosh. And when you find within yourself that fire, that passion to try to do the right thing and to overcome the Yetzirah with Avayda Gedayla, with Gevura Gedayla, like he says, with a lot of strength, then not only when a person overcomes an Yisayin are you winning that particular battle, but bigger picture, you're also fixing your Yetzihara. And with time, the Yetzihara becomes Nishapich, that's what he says, the Yetzihara becomes transformed, L'Oivet Hashem, to be an Oivet Hashem, the Eish Kaddish, with the fire of strength and of, you know, and of Gevura that you've mustered up in order to conquer the Yetzihara. That fire then is Mechave Eish Zor. It replaces the alien fire that's the Yetzirah. Eish Kehenem Shel Taivas HaYetzer. That fire that the Yetzirah uses until now, when you use a fire of Gevura to fight it, then that actually helps. So it's not just winning that particular battle. Overall, it helps as well. So Torah has that skula, overcoming, you know, again, avoiding doing the wrong thing with strength and tekifos and Mesiris Nefesh. That also has an overall skula for it. And finally, we're going to see soon. He explains a little bit later on. We're talking about avoiding lois aseis. That's what avoid over here means. So Torah is learning. Avoida means to avoid averis, but to avoid averis with kavur and strength and with mysterious nefesh. When you do that, that it has a skula to overcome, to bechlal, to convert one's yitzar into positive. And the final one is gemilas chasadim. This is going to be in to be makayim mitzvahs with mesiras nefesh. Gemilas, the word gemilas, a simple taish gemilas chasadim means to do kindness to another Jew, like goymel chasadim toivim. But the word gemilas also comes to the word tzmicha, which means to grow and to develop. In other words, gemilas chasadim, to bring out from oneself sort of the energy that positive mitzvahs is able to bring out. In other words, there's like two energies. There's the energy of what it takes to hold yourself back from doing something wrong, that he describes as more of like a fire. And then there's the energy that one brings out from oneself in terms of being of having a passion to do the right thing. So that's also so avoiding averis with avoida, and to do mitzvahs with avoida. Both those qualities have an ability to change one's yetzahara. So he says ugemilas means tzmichas chasadim, to bring up that mid of chesed b'kiyam ramach mitzvahs asay, with by fulfilling the positive mitzvahs, besimcha b'dveikus. So when you have all those ingredients, ubezeh yishkim lo'olam, that creates a healthy olam, that creates a healthy malchus. Olam hazeh, we're talking about, and this is only, as he said, it's only in this world. He quotes a pasuk, the full pasuk is, ki'ein ma'isev lo'ycheshben v'lo'ydas, v'sh'ol asher ato ho'ylech. The pasuk says, I think it's a pasuk in Kehelas, but it says, there's no, basically, like you have to make use of this world, because in the grave that we're all going to, there's no opportunity for ma'isim, for cheshbin, and for das. What does that mean? So he explains, ki ein ma'isa ha-mitzvahs. In other words, there's no opportunity other than this world to do ma'isa, to do mitzvahs. That's gemilas chasadim, v'loy cheshbin, and there's no opportunity after 120. To do a cheshbon, in other words, to protect yourself from doing the wrong thing with mesiras nefesh, that was avoda. Schar avera keneged hafseida, like the Mishnah says later on, that one of the ways to protect yourself from doing averas is to think about the repercussions. So that cheshbon, that is a healthy thing to do. That's only in this world we have that opportunity. V'loy das, and also after 120, there's an opportunity to accomplish das, which means limud haTorah. B'shal asher atoylich in the after 120, kiyam b'olam hazeh, only in this world, and so that's the Indian. So when a person, again, that each one of these avoidas, we always think of them as something specific for that moment. So you're learning, it's gevaldik gezach, it's learning. You're be mekayim and mitzvos lois asay by avoiding doing something wrong, it's gevaldik gezach. You're be mekayim and mitzvos asay b'simcha b'dveikus, it's gevaldik gezach. But says the Gemara, it's not just for that moment. When you do these avoidas, it actually overall helps the whole situation of malchus, your personal malchus, gashmis deka malchus around you, slowly but surely develops you into a person where even the Yetzirah is already a little bit more, not just tame, but the Yetzirah eventually gets on the same page as the Yetzirah, and then everything's flowing in the right direction, in the same direction, and that harmony brings to good things, certainly in Olam Haba, but for sure it also brings to good things in this world, like he said with Bani Chaim Zaini. Okay, as Hashem, we should all be zaycha to go on the right path. Go on the right path. All in that harmony. Torah, vodim, mizrach, sadeh.